I suppose the person that got me into a boat in the first place was Francis Smith, who was the head of the English department at the comprehensive school that I went to. It wasn't really a rowing school by any stretch of the imagination. And he just asked a few people if they would like to give the sport a go. And I thought, going out on the river during school time, that was a no-brainer for me. And then after doing it once a week for a few weeks, I started going down every day after school and just sort of fell in it from that point of view. So he certainly inspired me to get into a book, and it was his motivation and fun for the sport that the runoff rubbed off on me and the guys that I was rowing with at that time. On sporting terms, as a 10-year-old, I remember seeing the Munich Games, and Munich's remembered for all sorts of different things, but the thing that stood out for me was Mark Spitz winning 7 gold medals. And so that as a 10-year-old, I thought, God, wouldn't that be fantastic just to go to games and win one medal, never believing that I would. So in sporting terms, it was probably Mark.
You talk about inspiration there, the people that really kind of drew you into the sport, got you involved with rowing. I guess the key question from there is, once you had that inspiration, you started to fall in love with the sport. How on earth did you stay motivated for such a long time?
Well, you certainly don't fall in love with it and stay in love with it every second of the day, 24 hours a day for 25 years. You get sick of the sight of it at some stages. But I suppose the human race like doing things they're good at. They'll avoid things they're bad at. And because I started getting some success, I wanted more success, and that drives you on to be successful. I suppose of the Dragons at the Dragon's Den is that of their programme, and it's obviously a TV show, but it is very much about their know-how and passing it on to other people that have got good ideas of taking it to a different level. And we do feature a couple of the Dragons within the book. It's that sort of element of really of the things that you've learned. Can you pass it on to other people to help them achieve what they want to achieve?
Are you addicted to winning?
I think it's not quite an addiction, but I think it's better to win than to lose. Many reasons why people do want to be successful at different things. In business, it's about building your company up, or business, or inventing something that nobody's ever done before and helping people in that point of view. You get a lot of people that invent things and don't want to take it to a bigger business. They want to go back to inventing more things. And so it becomes a routine in some ways. And once you get a winning formula, that's not a guarantee that you'll be able to do it again. But success breeds success, is that your mind thought, the process of going through it, has sort of help you achieve again in different fields.
I mentioned Chris Thompson earlier. He won a silver at the European Athletics Championships, a surprise silver, you could say, finishing second behind Mo Farah. He quoted your first book as an inspiration. How did you feel, first of all, when you heard about that?
No, I was completely honoured. I know Mo very well, but don't know Chris at all, really. And that I was actually out of the country at the time, and I got a text message from a friend saying, your book's just been mentioned on the Athletics World Championships, of saying how it's inspired them. And in some ways, that's what you quite like to hear. In some ways, is that I enjoyed the process of doing the books. But if other people can get some information and it helps them achieve what they want to achieve, that's just the icing on the cake from my point of view.
London 2012 is around the corner. I mean, everybody's talking about it in every walk of life, whether it's business, whether it's school children, athletes, even people all over the world are talking about the London 2012 Games at the moment. We've got a local rower, as you know, Annie Vernon, who's competing at the moment. She's been to many world championships. She's hoping to represent Great Britain's women's team. They've never won a gold, Great Britain, in the women's rowing event. Do you think it's only a matter of time before that happens?
They should have won 2 years ago. In Beijing, they came very close to it. They were reigning world champions going into the event, but they came across a very, very talented and tough Chinese crew, and the Chinese crew on the day was too fast for them. But yeah, it is a matter of time. Our strength in depth throughout the whole of rowing is very, very strong. And you've got Catherine Granger that is the sort of the top female rower and has now got 3 Olympic silver medals. And I think 2012 is going to be the right place for doing it.